From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, December the 18th. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott underwent an MRI this week on his right shoulder, and while the results came back negative, coach Jason Garrett said Prescott's shoulder makes it, quote, hard for him to function right now. Prescott took part in stretching during Wednesday's portion of practice that was open to the media, but he did not do jumping jacks and he did not throw a pass. He suffered the injury on a first quarter run in which he was tackled by Rams linebacker Clay Matthews. Prescott did not miss a snap, but reported soreness after the game. He's also dealing with an injury to his right index finger and a sprained left wrist. Prescott has not missed a game in his career, and Garrett could not remember a time where the quarterback was even limited in a practice. Prescott's backup, Cooper Rush, has not thrown a pass in a game. Typically, he gets only a series of work on a Friday practice, but he will get more on Wednesday. Garrett was not worried about the injuries piling up on Prescott. He's a pretty tough individual, Garrett said. He'll be ready to go. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens led all teams with 12 Pro Bowl selections on Tuesday. The second-year quarterback is joined by Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes as the AFC's quarterback representatives at the Pro Bowl, set for Orlando for January 26th. In his first full season as an NFL starting quarterback, Jackson leads the NFL with 33 touchdown passes and has thrown for 1,103 yards, an NFL single-season record for a quarterback. He topped all players in this year's Pro Bowl fan voting, receiving 704,699 votes, nearly 165,000 more than any other player. Saints quarterback Drew Brees leads the quarterback contingent in the NFC, as well as New Orleans' NFC-leading 7 Pro Bowl selections. The NFL's all-time touchdown leader is joined by Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers in the NFC's quarterback crew. New England quarterback Tom Brady was not selected to the Pro Bowl for the first time since 2008, when he suffered a season-ending ACL injury in the season opener. With his streak ending, Carolina Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly and Dallas Cowboys tackle Tyron Smith now have the longest active Pro Bowl streaks at 6 straight years. Tampa Bay Buccaneers outside linebacker Shaquille Barrett, who leads the NFL with 16.5 sacks, is one of 26 first-time Pro Bowl selections. To make the Pro Bowl, it's a dream come true, Barrett said. That's the best way I can sum it up. I've dreamed of this growing up. It's a huge honor, and I can only hope that I'll have more to follow. 3 rookies were selected to the game: San Francisco 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa, Kansas City Chiefs return specialist Mecole Hardman, and New Orleans Saints return specialist Deontay Harris. Eagles linebacker Kamu Grazier-Hill was placed on injured reserve with a back injury that requires surgery, the team announced on Wednesday. Following Sunday's game at Washington, Kamu Grazier-Hill reported back discomfort to team physicians, the team said in a statement. On Monday afternoon, an MRI confirmed a lower lumbar disc herniation. After consulting with the team's spine surgeon, the decision was made to proceed with surgery. Grazier-Hill is expected to be fully recovered in 3 to 4 weeks, his agent told ESPN. Kamu has been playing through significant pain for the majority of the 2019 season, agent Steve Carrick said. This pain has forced him to take weekly pregame painkilling shots and IV drips. This past week, the pain became unbearable, and it was determined he required a minor and minimally invasive back procedure to relieve the pain. The Eagles promoted defensive tackle Bruce Hector to take Grazier-Hill's roster spot. Grazier-Hill played just 5 defensive snaps against the Washington Redskins, his lowest total of the season, after missing the previous week with a concussion. He was not forthright with the team about suffering a head injury early in a Week 13 game against the Dolphins, telling doctors that he had hurt his shoulder so he could stay in the game. It wasn't until the following week that he came clean when the symptoms failed to subside and he was placed in concussion protocol. Coach Doug Peterson expressed his disappointment over Grazier-Hill's decision-making last week. At the time, he said he had not made a determination over whether Grazier-Hill would be disciplined. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.